Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Before we start, I want to say that I was experiencing some technical issues recording this morning with my usual microphone, so I am using an older one just to let you know if you might feel the difference or if you might hear some background noises. It's a different microphone, but it was either this or no episode at all, which I didn't want to leave you without an episode. So thank you so much for your understanding in advance. And also, I want to welcome in, there's been a wave of new subscribers, so I just want to welcome in everyone, thanking you for being here, for being part of this community. Stay tuned, and if you have questions or you want to share your experience, do that. Reach out, send an email, leave a comment, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. So with that said, let's get into the topic of today. And the topic of today is the one thing you've yet to try when dealing with your narcissistic mother. So I want to ask you to start. Do you feel like you've tried everything with your narcissistic mother and nothing has worked? Have you collected enough techniques to fill a book and still no results? Do you feel frustrated, defeated, and on the verge of giving up, maybe? If that's anything how you feel, I absolutely get it, as this has been my experience too. I have for years and years and years collected so many different ways to deal with my, not only with my narcissistic mother, but with other members of my family too. It was always about dealing with them and how to deal with them. And it was always a struggle too. I recently received a message from a follower saying that they had tried everything to deal with the narcissistic mother and nothing had worked, and they were asking me what could they do next, what to do. So the first thing I want to say to you is, do not get discouraged. The fact that you've been trying so many different things is actually a credit to you. It means you're not giving up and you're doing amazing. And the path to success is paved with a lot of trial and error. And that is one thing I have definitely learned with my own personal experience. And I also want to say that if nothing has worked so far, one of two things might be happening. The first one is you haven't actually tried everything. I know it may feel like you have, but you have not. And how can I say that? Because there's no perfect formula that applies to everyone, and your situation is unique, as are you. You've yet to find what works for your unique situation, and that's okay. That's not a failure on your part. Neither is your situation the only impossible one, which I know sometimes it may feel like that. And as for all the things you've tried so far that didn't work, that is all very important information for you to have. When you know what doesn't work, then you can direct your attention and energy in exploring something else. And in the process, you get to learn a lot about yourself, which is a very fundamental part in healing from mother wounds. So that's why I'm saying don't get discouraged. You've just collected a ton of experience, a ton of powerful information, and now you can move on to something that works. The second thing that might be happening is that you may be approaching the entire situation from the least helpful perspective. You may have noticed I haven't said the wrong perspective. I've said the least helpful one, because there's no right or wrong. You're doing your best and you're doing amazing, and you have been doing your best all along. So be very kind with yourself on this. If things haven't worked, it's not because you're doing it wrong, okay? That's important. I want you to hear that. With that said, though, there are things that are more and less helpful. In this case, the least helpful perspective is focusing on dealing with your narcissistic mother instead of healing. Okay, dealing instead of healing. Let's explore this a little further, as this may very well be the one thing you've yet to try. It was for me for a very long time. I tried everything that came my way, even before knowing about maternal narcissism. And even though from the outside it might have looked as if I was working on myself, the energy I was coming from was one of dealing. I was constantly dealing with my mother. I was dealing with my hurt and pain. I was dealing with all that I needed fixing within me. I was dealing with all that I felt was wrong about that. In all of this, I was surviving, yes, but I was not living. So nothing will ever work when the focus is on your narcissistic mother, which is ultimately what she wants. Remember that a narcissist seeks attention. Good or bad doesn't matter. And if your focus is on dealing with her, even if you're no contact, if that is the underlying energy that drives you, you're still giving her attention and filling her tank. When your focus is on dealing with your narcissistic mother, this means a lot, if not all, your energy is going to her. And the result is that you're going to feel exhausted, defeated, frustrated, hopeless, alone, trapped, stuck, rejected, depressed, and so on. And I know that that feels like a lot, but that's definitely how I felt. And I know a lot of clients come to me feeling that way. So I really, truly get it. I have been there. So what does unhelpful focusing on dealing mean? It means trying to make her understand, for example, trying to find ways to manage her moods and dramatics, trying to set boundaries to her, trying to reason with her, trying to reduce the damage by being in control of everything when around her, and so on. So any of these is, so if you're working on techniques and things that are doing all of that, you are focusing on dealing with her. And I am not saying that all the techniques are wrong. Well, actually, nothing is wrong, as we said earlier. But I'm not saying that all these techniques are unhelpful. What I'm saying here is that if that is the only focus, if that is where all your energy is going, and you're forgetting the healing part, you're forgetting to live your life and expand and heal, then it's not going to work. So just to give you an example to techniques that have the focus on dealing, I once listened to someone giving advice on how to deal with a narcissistic mother on Mother's Day. This was a year or two ago, something like that. This person was advising to send your narcissistic mother a card with narcissus on it, also known as daffodils. These yellow flowers take their name from the Greek character Narcissus, who fell in love with himself, giving name to the narcissistic personality disorder. So this person that was giving this advice went on explaining, because at this point I was intrigued. I was like, where is this going? So this person was explaining that the purpose of giving such a card would be to let your narcissistic mother know she's a narcissist. And I truly struggled at the time, and to be very honest with you, I still do, to see how this was going to be helpful at all. As a narcissist doesn't know they are one. That's the whole point of why they're so intense and toxic to be around. And I don't know if you've ever tried to tell your mother, you are a narcissist. Has that worked? Because not only they have no awareness of it, but they have such a heightened sense of self that they will never admit, and also an underlying shame, very strong, that they will never admit at being wrong in any way. So it's never going to actually go to anything to tell your narcissistic mother you're a narcissist. And to be subtle and try and send their cards with like subliminal messages, it's definitely not going to do anything. So if you send such card to your mother with the intention of letting her know, of making her understand and so on, what she will get in her eyes is a card with flowers. and she will proceed to do what she does best. You know, whatever is your mother, whatever it is that your mother does when you send her a gift, she could ignore it completely. She could dismiss you. She could criticize it, saying she hates those flowers. They're her least favorite ones. She could compare it to what she got from your siblings, making you feel inadequate. She could give you some passive aggressive statements like, oh, thank you for the card, better than nothing since you didn't visit, and so on. You can fill the blank with the most common way your mother would actually respond to such a gift. So the thing is, all of it will somehow hurt you, triggering guilt, rejection, and all the other painful feelings your mother can trigger in you, and she's a professional, and it will be yet another technique you tried that didn't work. Overall, in my opinion, not a very useful advice, at least in my experience, not only personal, but working with many others on this topic. Now, if you have heard this advice too, and if it has worked for you, well, I am really, really, really happy for you, and genuinely. So I am not actually being smart here. I just know in what I know, and in my experience, I didn't feel it was. So what does it mean to focus on healing rather than dealing? What is the one thing you might have yet to try fully with the full-on energy behind? Because sometimes, as I said, we do. I thought that's what I was doing. I thought for a very long time that that was what I was doing, and I wasn't. So it means to shift the focus from your narcissistic mother to you. It means to go on an inner journey with yourself, receiving the right support for you, while you explore the path to reclaiming your life. This journey has little if nothing to do with your mother and all to do with you. When your focus is in dealing with your mother in the ways I mentioned earlier, you're trying to deal with something that is out of your control completely. And that's where it goes bad. It doesn't work because it's completely out of your power of influence, out of your control. You can't do anything that is going to change her for her. This journey of healing instead is entirely in your control. This journey is based on three fundamental principles: awareness, acceptance, and authenticity. And I'm not going to go crazy deep into this, but I do explain them a little bit more in the episode The ABC of Maternal Narcissistic Manipulation. So to hear more about these three principles that I call the three shields, you can go listen to that episode. So the three shields are awareness, acceptance, and authenticity. All along this journey, you get to recognize your protective strategies and your coping mechanisms. You get to understand your triggers and how they impact your everyday life. You get to reframe experiences, giving them a new meaning, one that is helpful rather than harmful. And you get to know yourself deeply, finally separating from the trauma bondage with your mother. That's what the journey is about. It's not about dealing with your narcissistic mother. It's about all of these things. You can deal with her forever and never get anywhere. Where when you focus on this other stuff that I just mentioned, very, very quickly, actually, things shift and change in a way that you could never even dream of. And from all of this, the best way for you to deal with your narcissistic mother will emerge. It will come from you. It will be like the way that works for you. Till you'll find that there's no dealing left to do, really, actually. That's how it goes. It's not even about dealing anymore. And that's because although you might still be in contact with your nurse, with your mother, and talking to her and all that, you don't get triggered like you used to anymore. You have a core ground within you from which you set boundaries that work. You know how to listen to your inner guidance, past the layers of coping strategies. That's important because at the beginning we think it's inner guidance and it's not. It's a whole bunch of coping strategies that are in our subconscious and we don't even know we're doing it. And so there's layers to go through before we actually get to the real inner guidance. And from there, you know what's okay with you and what is not, and you can act accordingly, shame and guilt free. Once you've dealt with the triggers, once you know your patterns, you are going to get to a place where there's no shame and there's no guilt. And this sounds like a faraway promised land, but it's not. It is possible. It is very, very possible. I speak from experience. I don't go around crushed by guilt and shame anymore like I used to. It may sound, as I say, like a faraway dream, and it did for me, for sure. And it's not just possible for me, it's possible for everyone. It's your journey. And if I did it, you can do it too. And this is what we focus on in the one-on-one in a transformation program. I get clients coming in feeling they've tried everything and nothing has worked. Literally, this is the sentence I hear more often in the application call. That's what I hear. They come onto the call and one of the first things is, I've tried everything. I don't know what else to do. And we take it from there. So we stop dealing with their narcissistic mother and we start a different journey. Not anymore one of fixing and re-traumatizing your nervous system, because that's what happens when we try all these techniques and we try to deal and deal and deal and deal with our narcissistic mothers and nothing works. We are actually re-traumatizing the system constantly. And when we go at it from the angle of having to completely let go of a heap of stuff and fix a heap of stuff in ourselves and change ourselves, because that's another focus that isn't very helpful, that is a lot of re-traumatizing our nervous system. So we're actually making things worse instead of better. So that's not the focus. The focus is one of inner exploration and transformation. And this is a journey from surviving to thriving. So why am I so passionate about this? Because this is the one thing I had yet to try in my own journey years ago. And it has been the one thing that has worked. It has been the one approach that has made the whole difference. It has been the one thing that brought me from being 100% crushed with anxiety 24/7, extremely unhappy in my overall life, in my work, in my relationship with my husband, in my relationship with my daughters, in everything, in my relationship with other people in general, friendships and stuff. Totally stuck, never going for my dreams, never ever taking time to myself. Guilt-free, that is. I did take some time to myself, but guilt was just crushing me. Always feeling bound to my mother in some way, shape, or form, even when I went low contact first and then no contact. So all of that, when I was focusing on dealing with them, when I was focusing on fixing myself, that is what I was feeling. And then when the focus shifted on reclaiming my life, on healing instead of dealing, on living, not forgetting to live my life. And I got the right support to be able to do that. I did need support in that. Everything changed. And my life changed massively. I've been doing this. Actually, it's a year now that this podcast is live. And I am so grateful to all of you for being around, sticking around for a year with me, and for how much the audience has grown. We went from zero to, like, I think we're at an average of 1,600 listens a week, which is really, really, really amazing. So all of this was possible with this journey. And this is what I share with you in the one-on-one 10 weeks program. This is also the focus of the women's circles, of course, because it is the focus of my work in general, that I don't work from any other perspective than this, because this is what works. And I don't work with things that I haven't tried and that they haven't worked. So I'm a results-based practitioner. In the one-on-one program, that is the focus, because it's so personalized to you. It goes straight in quite quickly in the knots of the issues for you, because it's just you. It's just me and you. So we can go in quite deep and quite quickly and get to the root of everything. Yeah, very, very quickly and very, very, very effectively. So yeah, I just wanted to bring that in. And if you feel called to it, you can check. There's the links in the description. And if this doesn't resonate with you at all, that's okay too. I mean, there's so many different ways you can go about this, and we're all unique. So whatever works for you, as long as you are getting the right support and as long as you are feeling better, that is the main thing. So I'm happy for you no matter what. And with that, again, the email address is in the description of the episode. If you feel like asking questions or sharing your experience with me, that's always welcome. And I'm gonna send you lots of love, and bye for now.